All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. And as usual, I'm talking to you from the borough of Queens in New York City. It is the 22nd day of March, 2022. And I do like to remind you, I published a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can subscribe to that by going to miningstocks.com. miningstocks.com, and I'd like to also remind you and encourage you to consider signing up for Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? You can do that by going to chenpicks.com, and Chen will be with me in just a couple of minutes from now. We'll get his ideas about the markets. I do want to thank all of you for listening, making this one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. Also want to invite you to keep sending along whatever comments you have about this show, send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions at number 4, taylor@gmail.com. And our sponsors for today's show that make this show economically viable, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Han and Metals, Firefox Gold, Timberline Resources, Lion One Metals, and SK Mining. I've titled today's show, The Gang of Weasels Just Lost Another Conflict. Well, that was the title of Bob Moriarty in a March 7th piece that he wrote. And Bob is one of our guests today, along with Michael Hudson. And as I said, Chen Lin is here as well. As the incomes of global Americans have been redistributed from the poor and middle classes up to the top 0.1%, more dramatically than any time since the 1920s, extremely rich, powerful members of the World Economic Forum have, according to Bob Moriarty, been engaging in a never-ending propaganda campaign out of hysteria, in an effort to keep average people from believing their own eyes. Aiding the World Economic Forum in propaganda campaigns is a mainstream media that is equally out of touch with an increasingly impoverished citizen that Hillary Clinton labeled deplorables. Bob Moriarty explains the reason for mass propaganda is that the World Economic Forums, gang of weasels, as he calls them, are starting to realize that the deplorable masses are not happy with the notion espoused by the World Economic Forum that 99% of the population should become poor. That plan was clearly stated by Klaus Schwab's infamous declaration that, quote, you will own nothing and you will be happy, end of quote. That was at Davos in January 2021. In his March 7th essay at 321gold.com, Bob Moriarty concluded by suggesting that the real reason for an abundance of hysterical propaganda is that the gang of weasels understands that they are losing big time, according to Bob. He says, as citizens are beginning to realize that freedom is not free and it must be paid for, as demonstrated by the Canadian truck drivers. Well, as I say, Bob will be with me in the second half of today's show to talk about his controversial statements. And I'm really looking forward to Michael Hudson, who will be with me right after our first commercial break to talk about Han and Metals' world-class sedimentary-hosted silver-copper exploration project in Peru that is coming along very nicely. They'll be drilling, I understand, in the third quarter of this year, so that is something I'm really looking forward to. But right now, I'm also looking forward to hearing what Chen Lin has to say. He's back with me right now. Thanks for joining me, Chen.
Thank you, Jay. Glad to be here.
Really glad to have you, Chen. And, you know, these are really crazy markets. You would know as well as anyone, supply chain issues. And now we have a Fed that is tightening credit conditions into a slowing economy, commodity bull market. In the past, these have always led to recessions. It's clear to me that our economy can't take rate hikes much higher than where they are now without triggering a recession. But I don't know if you agree with that or how you're thinking about things, especially now after the pandemic. We're given a war to deal with, and that is having all kinds of ramifications on the global markets. But I'd just like to hear what your thoughts are on the markets and how you're investing accordingly.
Yeah, it's interesting market, isn't it? Yesterday was a big day for gold, and then week for biotech. Today, biotech have a huge day, and then everything else, and gold got weak. And it's just one day back and forth. I mean, I have a pretty good balance between gold, biotech, and energy, so I'm having a very good year so far. Mm-hmm. The thing about what I see is there's so much swing of the gold price right now. There's a rumor, as I mentioned in my newsletter, that Russian may be selling gold, may be forced to sell some gold because they need to fund their war effort. That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. That could explain why gold went straight down from 2000 mm-hmm. to 2000 plus 1900. Now,
yeah,
if we learn Russian selling gold, there will be more suppression of gold. There will be legally suppressed gold price, mm-hmm. right? So that's the thing. I think a gold investor need to be careful. It may come, it may not. I do not know. But if it comes, it will be a great buying opportunity because writing is on the war right now. The Russian, China, and all the other, lot of other countries, between even Russia and India, they're going to trade, use their own currency. They cannot use dollar anymore. We will not mm-hmm. allow them, right? Mm-hmm. So there will be a new financial system in the world, and likely mm-hmm. they will be backed by gold because nobody trusts anybody other people's paper anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
right.
The thing. And then China's gold reserve, I mentioned many times, is only about one-tenth of United States. So I think China needs to dramatically increase its gold reserve. I mean, China's gold reserve is even weaker, even less than Russia, I believe. So there will be a lot of physical buying, and we are running into a bull market of gold for many, many years. But there may be a little bit bump on the way. I just want people to be careful about that. Right? We need to sidestep if they're or be prepared to buy when that comes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chen, you've always been known as someone who takes a look at markets and finds opportunities from adversities. I'm thinking about when I first met up with you there years ago. There was a there was some geological problems in Chile, and the paper producers weren't able to produce paper, and you found opportunities in Canada. Or I'm remembering the financial crisis of 2008 when Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae went out of, their share prices were trashed, and so was Farmer Mac. Their share price was trashed as well during the financial crisis. But you realized the farmers were paying their loans, and you went out and bought some Farmer Mac and made a fortune, did very well with that. Do you see some opportunities now that may be arising from the sanctions and all that's going on related to the Russian invasion in the Ukraine?
Yes, exactly. I discussed in the past three or four letters, in the past week. I see some great opportunities. One easy opportunity is the Kinross, right? Kinross is the top seven mine in the world. They're about 10% Russian exposure. I mean, Star was down 30%, right? So because the Kinross had some issues at the end of last year, the fire of their mill, and they're buying the Great Bear, right? So the stock actually trading half of valuation of all the other big miners. Their top seven mines in the world, Kinross, one of the seven, they're trading about less than half or less. So that's a very easy buy, right? You just buy very liquid, you just buy Kinross for a run, and I think eventually either got taken out or they will catch up, those valuations will converge because money mm-hmm. goes to where the value is.
Sure.
That's one possibility. Another one I'm looking at, it's a little bit more risky. It's called Polymetal. It's top 10 miners, gold mine in the world. It's in the lot of ETF, gold, silver miners, all these ETF. It's not really completely Russian, right? People mm-hmm. say, Russian. They are about 55% Russian, mm-hmm. right? And then they're 45% in another, it's a Kazakhstan. It's like It's a former Soviet republic, but it's an independent country, and then it's not under sanction at all. So because they are over 50%, and so all these funds want to sell them, and they're on the blacklist. They think they're Russian, but they probably not. I mean, they can. There are a lot of things they can do. They can spin off their Russian asset. They can sell some Russian asset, right, and then make it less than 50%. And then, like other Russian stock, it went down more than 90%. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's paid like a 60% dividend, 60-70% annual dividend. No kidding, they're going to pay another dividend in May. So that's the one I like. I think it's just like those extraordinary circumstances. And then you want to buy, and then you probably want to do it soon because I think the end of the quarter, which is next week, probably will be mark of the end of the selling, right? All the fund have to liquidate. And show their book. They don't have any Russian stock, and this will be sold. It will be sold with all the others. So, so that's so this is like a good opportunity, right? So, and then just keep your eye open. And then there's a we decide there's another new IPO, uranium IPO, which I'm going to visit in a week and a half. It's called Ivor Exploration. It's in the Nevada historical producer. It produced 50% of uranium. Historically, okay, so 50% of Nevada uranium came from this mine. So we're trying to bring this online. NextGen's, a lot of NextGen investor directors in this technical team in this very high grade, one of the highest grade. So I'm kind of excited. Just IPO this week, IVOR, and I'm going to I'm looking forward to visit them in a week and a half.
I believe it's trading, IVOR is trading in Canada now, if I've got that right, but it will be, I guess they're going to raise like a secondary offering. They're going to raise some money, probably a serious amount of money, huh? Do you know how much they're raising?
Yeah, in the future, right. They were doing the pre-IPO raise. I was hoping to get my subscribers in, that I explained to my subscriber. I haven't got management, you know, some kind of commitment, but then there's a big... There's a big fund manager, rich guy, Michael Gentile. He got in and he basically pushed out all everybody. So we can't get in this round. But maybe in the future round, I mean, I can help my subscribers to get in. But the stock is, it looks very, very interesting. High grade, one of the highest grade past producing in Nevada, right off I-80. So it's not very remote. So.
Right.
So I'm going to fly to Reno and visit them in a week and a half.
Oh, very interesting. Well, I'm seeing it selling. It's I don't know how much it's not trade 41,000 shares only trading today in Canada at 74 cents Canadian. But Chen, it says there's only 16.7 million shares. Obviously, that's going to change probably in a big way pretty soon.
Wednesday, they start to tell the story. I think at a different valuation, they will be a very different story. Yes.
Yeah, hopefully. I think very.
Oh, we'll see.
Very interesting. Well, we're just with about a minute left here, Chen. What about Amyris, Tricida, a couple of your favorite biotechs?
Oh yeah, my five tiger are all doing so well today. I mean, each of them up at least 5%, almost 5%. Amyris at 4.5%. But all the other, I see biotech completely turn around because biotech is not market sensitive. You know, curing disease shouldn't have nothing to do with the Fed raising interest rate, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was down so much, it's down to the toilet, and I buying them in the bottom of the market in the past year. So far, so good. Everything, I see they all have a lot of catalysts coming, and one of my five tiger, AXXM, actually have a very significant catalyst. They could have two approval, FDA approval in the next month and two. So that's the most exciting one. But there are also other ones, and then also for takeover, another of my tiger, Magical, just listed a top 10 takeover target by the bio, whatever, the newsletter. I mean, the very famous bio, they listed this one of the top takeover company. It happened to be one of mine. I'm very happy about that.
You're very happy about that. Well, and so are your subscribers, I might add.
I was getting, I was buying at 50, I talked to my subscriber, I was buying at 55 cents, $55, I'm sorry, a few weeks ago. Now today it's hitting 100 now. So it's pretty good.
Very good, Chen. Very good. Well, Well, of course, folks, it's chenpicks.com if you're interested in subscribing to Chen's letter. He does come up with some doozies, no doubt about it, and I mean that in a good way. Doozies, winners. So thanks, Chen, for sharing your thoughts with us. It's much appreciated. All right, folks, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away because Michael Hudson will be with us to talk about Hannon Metals and their exploration efforts. Very successful ones, by the way, in Peru. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Michael Hudson.
Okay. I'll hang up and listen to it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion Wine Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQX, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.